This is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel. This week, let's talk about private mortgage insurance and what that means to you. If you're purchasing a home and you're planning to put down less than 20%, you are going to be required to pay private mortgage insurance. Now, what is private mortgage insurance? It reimburses your lender in the event you default on your home loan. You, the borrower, are responsible for paying these premiums. Most of the PMI policies will require that you pay this premium monthly. However, there are some options of paying the mortgage insurance with a large upfront payment at the consumption of the loan. Your PMI fees are going to vary depending on your down payment and your credit score. Your lender must automatically cancel your private mortgage insurance when your outstanding loan balance drops to 78% of the original home's value. You can speed up the cancellation of that mortgage insurance cancellation by keeping track of your payments. Once the loan balance reaches 80% of the home's original value, you can request cancellation of mortgage insurance. And this is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel.
And our news clip this week comes from Fox Business, where Liz Claman is returning to her Ohio roots to look at the Focus Fund.
Ohio is also a state that is absolutely dying for your business, so much so that we've got a guy who will give you $500,000 to start your dream business. Ray Leach, the CEO of Jumpstart, is a company. You're a fund, right? Helping to help entrepreneurs and business owners get their businesses off the ground, but in Ohio, right, Ray?
Absolutely. So Jumpstart's worked with 1,000 entrepreneurs inside Ohio, and now we have a fund that's also attracting entrepreneurs from across the country.
Well, how do you get over people saying, well, wait, the river caught on fire in the 70s? I'm kidding.
Oh.
You know, I lived in Ohio, so I know about the Cuyahoga River.
Right.
I love Cleveland. I lived in Columbus, too. But make the pitch right now on how you've managed to get how many startups now to come to Ohio and put their stakes in the ground?
Well, Ohio First is a place of incredible innovation. You know, of course, there's Thomas Edison 100 plus years ago, but today there's thousands of entrepreneurs in Ohio that are growing new businesses. In fact, over the last 10 years, startups in Ohio have attracted over $3 billion of venture capital, much of which is coming from the coast. So Ohio is a great place to start a new company. Very low cost of living and very, very talented people here.
Ray, what do people have to do to get the $500,000 of your money to seed their big idea?
So you're talking a little bit about this brand new fund. It's called the Focus Fund, which we just announced a few months ago. And this is a fund that's investing in women and minority-led tech companies that are both in Ohio as well as companies located all across Ohio. So all they need to do is come to our website, jumpstartinc.org, fill out a form, and we'll engage with them. So we're looking for 20 great young tech companies, both in Ohio, but also open to ones outside Ohio, to start their companies here in the Buckeye State.
So, incentives to start businesses in states where it may not be normally happening.
Well, that's not a bad idea, and a lot of states are more aggressive than others. We see that a lot, and you see these big battles. I've seen it in North Carolina, where I am, and you are, where some of the auto plants have looked at North Carolina and South Carolina, and South Carolina has been beating North Carolina's tail lately on that because they've offered more benefits and incentives to the companies coming in. Now, the taxpayers many times don't like these incentives because they say it's coming out of our pocket to pay for this company to come here, but that's a short-sighted view. Because when you think about it, if a company sets up operation in your state, and let's say it's a nice company, and they have some high-paid employees there coming in, well, the state's going to make a lot of tax revenue on that, income tax-wise. And you're also – there people are going to buy houses and spend money there, so the state's going to generate revenue. So there's goods and bads on both sides. I don't like seeing these sports teams with these gigantic stadiums. I hate seeing the taxpayer footing the bill for the stadium, and then the team leaves 10 years from now, right? So it's a fine line. It's a heads and tails. It's good, bad, and ugly, but some states are a lot more aggressive than others, and some states benefit more than others to have the companies come in.
Now, $500,000 to be provided to these small startup tech companies, small businesses are a great thing to have coming into a state because a big business has less of a stake once they set down somewhere.
Yeah, but the big business a lot of times have a lot more higher paid employees too. Mm-hmm. The small businesses are just starting out. It's good and bad, ugly. I mean, it's good to have businesses. Most of America's made up now of small businesses, by the way.
Exactly.
I mean, about 85% of the businesses are small by definition, mm-hmm. and it's a small businessman that gets punished the most in taxes and regulations. Because small businesses don't have the multi-million-dollar budgets to pay for attorneys mm-hmm. to battle all the stupid regulations out there. So it's, again, it's a catch-22. Do you want the businesses or not? A lot of times the government acts like your worst enemy of the businesses.
Which is why it's nice that there are companies like this Jumpstart who have these funds out there.
Yeah, one of the smartest things you can do as a small business owner is to fund your own pension. Because a lot of times your employees, you're so busy paying your employees and paying the bills, you forget mm-hmm. to fund your pension. And folks, if you have one, if you're small business owner, make sure it's in the right place. And that's why we have our team of local financial coaches ready, willing, and able to help you as a radio listener. No cost or obligation. If you call our national guideline right now, you can get in touch with one of your local coaches to help you map out that perfect plan for the situation you're in.
The number is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099 to get in touch with your local financial coach. Sit down and make sure that you're on the right path moving forward. Whether you're in Ohio or any other state, we want to make sure that you're on the best path moving into your retirement. We're looking out for you here on the Financial Safari.